Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotuk. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say Habari Gani to my old friends and what's up to my new friends. I am your advocate. I am your empress and I am your Maliwa. I am your mother too. I'm here to serve you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, our chat rooms will be open shortly. We'd like to invite you to be a part of our discussion this evening on another topic of the tribal people, the tribal dance. What's that all about, ladies and gentlemen? We'd like for you to join us in that discussion, ladies and gentlemen. And if you like, we would have our chat rooms open shortly. You'll be able to come in and chat with us. But we'd like for you to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. I said keep it right there. Once again, our chat rooms are now open, And we've already sent the signals out to tweet our show, as well as to let Facebook know that we're open for service. And come right in and have a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to also tell you that this month we'll also feature a special segment on the holiday season. We will be talking about Kwanzaa periodically, and we'll also be inviting those little ones in the room to give them a treat with the music carols and Christmas carols and storytelling. So we're going to try to get that in this week. I'm not certain if it will be for Thursday or Friday, but we're certainly going to try to get it in before Sunday. So listen for it and watch for it. It's not on our billboard, but it will be announced, ladies and gentlemen. And since we're kicking this off with the dance, we're going to do things a little bit different today because we are in our tribal mood, and we can't very well talk about this thing without talking about the tribal dance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I did tweet Hattie's tribal story that's out on Twitter, and I suggested you read that book. And you definitely want to go out and get a copy of it. I did tweet it and then recommend it. It is on Oprah Winfrey's list. And I have not read the full bit, but I started off reading the first couple of chapters. And it is a delight to read for those of you who want to know more about tribal issues in the African-American race. Now, as I told you before, there were tribes in all different races, but we're talking about tribal issues in African-Americans. Families and lifestyle. So go out and get a copy of that book. And that's Hattie's Tribal Families. I might not be pronouncing the story right because I wrote it down, read it yesterday, and all I know is about tribal people, and you definitely may want to get a copy of it. Now, we're going to start this thing off right. We're giving you a little bit of old school music. We might be able to give you some tribal music in the process. And just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm trying to work from two different stereos as we begin this thing off. But I want you to understand that we're going to bring in some old school first, and then we're going to go right into some of our tribal music. Stay tuned. We'll meet you in the air.
You stay, darling. You make me oh, so hard, hey, darling. To the world, I love how I love you, honey. I love you. I really love you. Darling.
Comes out of the town of Uganda. We're going to be talking about Uganda and the way they step to the beat. But before we do that, we're going to offer up some dedication to our higher self. We'd like to pour libations today for Oladula Maray. And as we lift up our libation cup, we acknowledge our higher self and we say libations to Oladula Maray. I like to pour libation to my mother spirit, Yamanja, representing my mother, Clara Jenkins Ashe. I pour libation from my father spirit, Obatala, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my mother spirit so that she could be guided and be able to see her way, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my father's spirit that he may be guided on his way, Ashe. As I call on the ancestors from the east, I pour libation to the east and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the west and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I like to call on the ancestors from my mother's side, and I say, Clara Mae Jenkins, Ruby Lee Jenkins, Essalie Pope. And then I call on Isa Lilly, George Lilly, Sam Lilly, and I say, Ashe. I call on the name of Marvin Jenkins, Eugene Lilly, Robert Jenkins, Robert Jr. Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I call on Tommy Pete Harvey, Michelle Harvey. I call on Eugene Lilly. I call on Emmanuel Day, Lucille Day. I call on Elijah Day, and I say Ashe. Avery Day, Ashe. And we ask that the ancestors allow us to stand on their shoulders as we climb over their backs. May we forevermore be able to stand on their shoulders, and may you reinvent the circle, and may you close the gap for our family, and we ask that you bring in the tribe and allow us to sit with you and be a part of this circle. We say, ah, shame. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked a little bit about Kwanzaa and about the first principle of Kwanzaa, unity, and how we are going to be celebrating that on the 26th. However, we're going to introduce it the same day that we introduce the stories to the children. We'll be bringing out the Kwanzaa rituals and a candle. But I do want to remind you, don't forget to get your three green candles and your three red candles and your one black candle. And you want to make sure that you have gifts that are made, and we call them Zawatis, and give them to your children and let them understand that it's not about commercial gifts, but it's about gifts from the heart. You can give a song, you can give a dance, or you can even write a poem for someone. It doesn't have to be anything you went out and commercially bought. And that's why it's important to have these celebrations. You don't have to put up a traditional tree if you don't like. You can buy a tree with the roots still on there. When I teach Kwanzaa, I always show the tree with the roots still on there to let them know that we are not destroying God's green earth. We're going to plant that tree right back in the ground, and we keep the roots bound together so that we don't kill the tree. Now, if you want to put up your artificial trees, that's quite all right, too. But we want to get the first fruit in there because the first fruit is not a spiritual holiday. It is a ritual for our culture to talk about giving back from our abundance and giving back our first fruit back to God to acknowledge that we are grateful for the things that have been done for us throughout the year. We give our first fruit back in exchange for God being honorable for our sacrifices. And that doesn't mean for you to run out and go to church and give all of your earnings to them thinking that's what God wants you to do. God wants you to go out and bless somebody who's not capable of blessing himself. And you don't necessarily have to give a monetary donation. You can give of your time as well. And it's very important that we should take care of the sick and the shut-in, and we should take care of all of those widows and those who are handicapped and disabled. Remember, Oludunumi Ray created the hunchback. He created the albino. He created all of those who did not worship him and inflicted them because they didn't worship. But it's important for during the holiday season that we don't just use it as a time to get gifts, but we are givers. It is far better to give than to receive. And I know you understand that there's some shut-in who can't get out. So get out there and try to visit them if you can. Now, once again, what is this topic about? We're talking about the dance of the African tribe. Now, I just mentioned earlier that Uganda has been known for one of the dancing capitals of the world. Their music is what they're well known for, and also their exotic foods. Now, I understand that in that particular part of the region, that most of the people there are rather friendly, but they are very jovial in their music and dance. And I would like to take you to different parts of the continent. However, I am not well-versed enough to let you know all of the aspects of Africa. Now, if most of you were listening, we were talking about finding out which tribe you were from. I hope you start searching that out. You can even go to some of the tribal people and ask them to check out your bone structure and ask them to even look at your body structure to see if they can tell. And there are Africans who can look at your bone structure and tell you approximately where you're located geographically wise, not necessarily pinpointing your DNA, but giving you an idea. Now, I found out where I was from, but I'm having a difficult time remembering the name, and it will come to me hopefully before the end of this month, and I can go and look up my instructions because I was told based on my bone structure where I was from, and I wanted to share that with you, but for some reason it's escaping my mind tonight, maybe because I have other things on there like dancing, and we're going to get you over to the dancing room in a minute to talk a little bit about why African Americans believe that the dance is where you work things out on the dance floor. How many of you, don't everyone raise your hand at the same time, how many of you can remember when your mother used to allow you to go out dancing? That was the one thing that our family always allowed us to do. It was not something that they were going to keep from us or punish us for, a hold back, even though we were in sanctified churches. We knew that the dance was inevitable, even though we were in sanctified churches. We were allowed to go dancing and roller skating. So those are two things we did for exercise. And because we went out dancing on a weekly basis, we became so good at it that we had our regular partners. And then we took that step a step further and went into the roller skating ring doing our dance on the roller skate. Now, why is it that so many African Americans have the same beat? You can see them doing the same two-step beat. And you can see that when they go out to do the bus stop, they're all doing the same beat. Is it because we have the same rhythm? Is our rhythm the same? Do we dance to the same heartbeat? Do we drum to the same music? And why is it that when you play drums, the African Americans will move to the beat of the drum, and the rhythm of the drum will help dictate which steps that the African will take? That's because we're still African, ladies and gentlemen. We have never stopped being African. Like it or not, the burnt scar is on our face. We are Nubian people, and we have not stopped doing the two-step since we left our mother's womb and since they were taken out of slavery. But the very important thing to know is that if you don't know your heritage and your culture, you are destined to repeat a cycle. And I'm not trying to get you to become Bush people. I'm only trying to get you to become aware of what consciousness is and why you do the things you do. And once you become conscientious of this, you will no longer hate yourself. See, we've got people in our tradition hating themselves because their hair is kinky, hating themselves because they cannot face the fact that they are not the light of persuasion, hating themselves because they're burnt-skinned people. We've got to stop this. We've got to stop hating ourselves and dance it off. And just like the little brother said, just walk it off. That's a chance for you to relieve your inhibition and your frustration. This is a motion that will allow you to relieve your inner ambition about problems, about frustration, and a chance to relieve the stress from the body. Now, dancing is where you go out on the floor and you work out your situation. Now, in a spiritual tribal dance that we do in a dance session called the Bembe, how many of you have heard of the Bembe? The Bembe is something that the Africans do among their different tribes. And it is a spiritual dance, and everyone does the same beat, the same song. They chant the same musical songs and lyrics. And the steps to the dance are representing the Orishas, and it's giving homage to all of the Orishas. These are deities, the lesser deities that are worshipped, that are acknowledged, not worshipped, that are acknowledged as a representation of God. Now, during this Bembe, they call all of the spiritualists together from all over the diaspora and the continent, and they come to do their dance, and they come to acknowledge the 400 plus one deities or Orishas, and their seven main Orishas that they represent, and they like to do dances and sing songs about. They acknowledge these deities to the point where they have written songs about them and they have deified them. They cannot die because they keep them alive. And those deities are Yamenja, Obatala, Shango, Alegba, Ishum. These are the deities that have a day of the week, they have a color, they have a chant, and each one of them have a story. Odudawa was one of the representations, and they have a story. And each one of them have an elegantly story about how they came to earth and who and what they represent. One may represent the wind. One may represent iron. One may represent the twins. One may represent God's assistant. They all have different responsibilities, but they're the expression of God. So they are the lesser God. So I want to introduce them to you, God. So you will know that there are deities out there that are lesser gods that are representation of the Godhead. It's very important that you know that the music was is very important to the Africans. It is so very important to the Africans that every one of the representation of the seven Orishas are represented by a dance, by a musical dance, by a two-step dance, by a musical chant and note, that each song is written down and memorized by tribal people and song. And the chants are also chanted. And sometimes they are created to awaken the spirit in these deities so that they can wake up and possess a certain person in the group, or anyone can become possessed at that particular moment while dancing. The momentum gets so high, it brings about the energy that the people dancing on the floor can become possessed with the spirit of God, so God could speak through them. So this is the purpose of their dance, to become possessed. And to become possessed would mean to be filled with the Spirit. So at that particular moment, God will take over and utilize the body and speak through it and speak to the congregation about a particular situation in the congregation or in that tribe. So it's very important for you to understand there is a reason for the Africans to dance. It's just like breathing oxygen. Without the dance, they cannot breathe. It is not something they do because they want to show off. It is a part of their ritualistic belief system, like air is to water, like H2O is to the earth. It is needed and necessary. So when you see a group of Africans dancing or carrying on to, as if they're learning a step, they are serious than a heartbeat, because they understand that when something is not right in their life, they exhaust themselves through the dance, and they work the problem out through the dance. So when they're done doing their little dance, they can sit down, and things will be all right again. They can walk that step a little easier now. They can face the problems with more confidence now, because whatever it was that they needed to work out in the dance, it has already been solved. Now, what do I mean? What do you mean, Omi? What do you mean it's been solved? Because the exertion of the body will allow God to take over the body, and whatever you are looking for a solution in, God will speak to you and through you and give you a solution for your problem. So when you get home that evening, you've already figured out what to do about that little situation. Do you know what I mean? Now, if you're out in the chat room, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're out in the chat room and let me see you, because I like to see you. I see you out there in the chat room, and I'm so glad you joined us. I'd like for you to also chat and let me know if you can hear me out there, because, see, it's a Bembe party. It ain't nothing but a Bembe party in here today, because Africans need to let off their inhibition. They need to let off their frustration, and they need to be able to get down. Do you know what I mean? When we say, I'm going to the party tonight, and I'm getting ready to get down. What are you going to get down on it? What does that mean? What does that term mean when you're going to get down? That means you're going to let off that frustration, and you're going to get your inhibition off, and you're going to get down on that note to the point where you can relieve yourself of any frustration. Now, chat room people, if you know what I mean, raise your hand. I see one brother out there. Raise your hand. Put your hand up if you know what I mean. Even better yet, come on in the chat room, 646-478-0270. You're invited to the Care to Read room. You can come on in. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the dances that we do. Some of the dances that were created were dances that were created out in the cotton fields. You know how a brother would be picking cotton, and the steps that they would do would be picking the cotton, throwing it in the bag, or picking cotton, putting it in their backpack. The dances would be conducive to what the work was like. So when you did the dance, it was almost like you was taking yourself to work. So when you went out in the gardens and you went out in the fields, you were exerting yourself. So when you went back home and you did that dance, it was like you had just did some work. So why would we want to do some work? Because we need to let off our inhibition. And it's important that Africans should know this. When you're saddened or sick and can't figure out what's wrong with you or what ails you, turn on some music. Turn on some music. Get your inhibition off. Turn on some music and get your inhibition off, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't know how to do this, you won't know how to cure yourself. There are more sick people now than ever before because they are uptight. You know what I mean? Uptight. And I'm not talking about all right, out of sight. They are uptight about the situation in their life, about their job, about the economy, about their finances, about their love life, about their children, about their spiritual life. They are upset. And don't realize that you can work off your inhibition through dance. And you can get over it. But you can get over it when you get out on the dance floor. You can work it out. And I want you to understand that when you get out on the dance floor and you begin to work it out, don't pick that thing back up and take it with you. Leave it on the dance floor. So when you get home, you can begin to say, I'm ready now. I'm free now. I don't have it anymore. We've got to understand that the dance was created not just for pleasure, but for health and medicinal purposes as well. The Africans have gone to the extreme to create costumes to go with certain dances. They have monumental concerts where there are national dance repetitions and there are steppers competitions right here in the United States, and it's gone to the level that it's become statewide, and eventually it will become nationalwide. Why is that? Because people from all over the continent need to come and show you that they have worked out their little situation, and they would like to display that. It's an open display to the world that I have come out of my consequences and allowed my consequences to relieve myself, and I have walked away from them and left them on a dance floor. Now, what does this all mean, that you can come out of your frustration and leave it on the dance floor and not have to go into a psychiatrist so he can pick your brain? Because Africans have never believed that the psychiatrist had a solution for them. We have believed that we could go to the church and we could work it out on the church and sweat it out on the church floor or in the dance hall. That's why you see so many African Americans go to the dance hall on Friday and Saturday, work it out, and then go to church on Sunday morning and work it out, and then show back up to work on Monday, and they're good to go. What have they done? They relieved themselves. Because sometimes, like I just said, they are frustrated about life in general. But we can work that thing out. We can work it out. I know we can. And somebody out there right now needs to work it out. And if you don't mind, you could come right in this chat room and work that thing out. Because it's all in the dance, ladies and gentlemen. And you can't work it out anywhere else but on the dance floor. I want you to know that. It's all in the dance. And because it's all in the dance, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get that monkey off your back, it will ride you. And you won't know what to do about it, and you'll end up in somebody's hospital. And the reason why you can be light-headed and light-minded is because you don't allow this thing to overtake you. And you've got to understand that if you allow this thing to overtake you, then you will not have the strength to get up and dance this off. So the dance is where we do our best work. And the dance floor is not the only place. Some of us have found it in the skating ring as well. All right, let's take a listen. Stay tuned. Oh, now it hurts. Thank you. kind of songs that we used to dance to get our inhibition off, ladies and gentlemen. And I know some of you danced to the James Brown, and you thought you were James Brown, and you got down like James Brown, but that's all right, too. But what I want to remind you of is it's very, very important for you to understand that it is no joke. It's not something that the Africans do just to show out. But sometimes there were competitions, and there were competitions to the point where people were throwing down like their life depended on it. Those were all a part of a tribal thing, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is. It's a part of a tribal thing. Say so. Of the old songs that we used to dance to and groove to. Now, some of us even put our dashikis on and we went out on the dance floor and we danced to a beat that we could not remember or recognize. But it was very important that we understood that we were Africans. And that was one thing to keep us connected as if we were Africans when we put those dashikis on and we did those dances and the dances came across as being dances that we did to the drum beat. And you know, in this room, we play drums quite a bit to keep people stepping to the rhythm of the beat, to keep people understanding that regardless if you wanted to exert yourself or not, when you heard the drum beat, you would automatically dance. And you would dance to a rhythm because you heard the beat. And the beat is what will cause you to get up off your feet and start dancing. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we are no different here. We are still Africans, and we're still dancing. And we're dancing.
you love the pain. Yes, you do. God only knows
how you really,
how you really feel inside. That time we beat her, she said you're running with love. Oh, baby, I'm messing you like crazy.
I'd like to thank you for going all the way with Omi on this dance coupe, and I hope you get to dance and dance off your inhibitions. I hope you get an opportunity to let your frustration off so that you understand that it's all in the dance and that you can work off any problem in the dance. As long as you know you're tribal, throw out that inhibition. Go ahead and dance it off. Walk it out. Because that's how we saw things, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll see you when you have worked things out and you can come back in this room and talk about it. So we can talk about it in a tribal manner. And we'll understand in a sweet by and by that all that we have is in our tradition and in our tribal way of life. And it's okay to be tribal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the air. Hold tight. I hope you've had a chance to dance off your inhibition this evening. And I hope you understand that it's all in the dance, ladies and gentlemen. Our time is just about up. It's been great to be upfront and personal with you. And we will be able to talk with you again tomorrow about another tribal event, another tribal moment. And we'd like to invite you back here in these rooms, same time, same place tomorrow. But come with your dancing shoes on, because we're going to walk it off and dance it off by Friday as well. This is the holiday season, and we're going to beef it up as if we are ready to dance off our inhibition.